For this print series, Four Ages of the World, Antonio Tempesta drew upon the beginning of Ovid's Metamorphoses as the subject. Ovid's epic poem, written in Latin during the 1st century BC, is composed of mythological stories that narrate the formation and history of the world, revolving around the theme of transformation. Many artists drew upon Ovid's text during the 16th and 17th centuries for this theme, and they depicted how human behavior and the surrounding environment changed through the narration of the four ages of the world. In the four prints on view here, Tempesta visually interprets Ovid's text as it might be relevant to contemporary Italy. Ovid saw Rome as a city declining before him, and Tempesta can be seen to depict a similar perspective. Ovid begins his text with the creation of the world, and concludes that metamorphoses in his own age, under Augustus, with a determined ruler and the aftermath of civil war. Likewise, Tempesta begins with the Golden Age, the creation of the world, and ends with the Iron Age, where humans are dressed in contemporary attire of 16th century Rome and engulfed in warfare. A closer look at the first and last prints in this series demonstrates this evolution and shows Tempesta's poor opinion of the behavior of humanity. In the first print of the series, the Golden Age, humans live in harmony with nature. Earth remains untouched, and humans live in their most natural state without any form of technology or industrialization. An impossible mix of species exists in the Golden Age. Lions, elephants, camels, horses, turkeys, peacocks, rabbits, pig, and deer all live together in this mythological land. Spring is everlasting, and a gentle breeze draws the leaves of the tall trees in the background. In Ovid's Metamorphoses, the earth was created out of a chaotic mass, and humans and animals were formed to inhabit the land. In Tempesta's Golden Age, a diverse grouping of animals is able to coexist, and there is a lack of hierarchy among the living creatures. Furthermore, his pairing of animals may refer to the story of Noah's Ark from Genesis, as it may be argued that biblical themes exist alongside Ovid's text in Tempesta's series. Irregardless of this source, Tempesta represents the concept of a new world in his depiction of an impossible mix of animal species. In the fourth and final print of the series, The Iron Age, the world is dominated by violence and acts of evil. In the left middle ground, a man lies dead as another searches through the dead man's clothing for valuable belongings. Pairings of animals are absent from the Iron Age imagery, as humanity is finally corrupt and Tempesta no longer foreshadows decline in the future ages. The Iron Age is representative of the wicked behavior of humans prior to the flood in the story of Noah's Ark. This analysis of the imagery forces the viewer to think of a series as a unified whole and conclude that the events in the Golden, Silver, and Copper Ages led to the fall of humanity in the Iron Age.